This is Will's Band of the Week for November 24th, 2019. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett, from an undisclosed remote location.
Yep, it is remote, that's for sure. Hey, everybody. I'm not even sure where I am.
It's so remote, yeah. We don't even know how we're making a connection here.
Right. If I wanted to reveal it, I'd have to stop and ask somebody where I am. So we'll just leave it at that. I'm in the car, I'll give you that, so... Yeah, no, it's nice to be back.
That's good.
Nice to be here.
We got to get you back in the studio.
Yeah, it's time. It's definitely time. So, yeah, how's everything? I've been listening to the correspondence, and everybody's been doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, everybody's, like, getting, you know, more and more airtime and more comfortable, and we've got a really solid crew.
Yeah, I think the longer this goes this way, the higher the likelihood of a spin-off podcast that we get excluded from.
Sure. Right.
I mean, they're going to start making demands, and if we don't meet their demands, you know, just suddenly they'll be erased from the podcast, and a website will go up with, like, Craig Jeremiah and David will, like, have their own podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So,
we'll see.
Yeah.
See what happens. But for now, we've got a kind of an uneasy alliance with the team. Everybody's cooperating, but they probably do have their feelers out for their opportunities.
Yeah, so for the time being,
be honest about that.
For now, it's a healthy tension right now, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's a good thing. Like, you know, if things are too easy, you know, like you try to make a comparison. Look at, like, Fleetwood Mac, right? Lots of tension and you know, little side relationships and resentment and stuff, and they were great, right? Then look at a band that they probably all liked each other and went golfing and hung out and best man at each other's weddings, like Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
Yeah.
No tension whatsoever. And that sucks.
Yeah, so, then it just becomes completely bland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably best that some of us don't like the others and, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. A little bit of
that's good.
Some spats behind the scenes. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Mostly that's hidden, though.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there could be one of those terrible internet quizzes. Which member of Fleetwood Mac are you? Right? Which one would you be?
Right.
Maybe Lindsey Buckingham? I don't know. I know I wouldn't be Stevie Nicks. I know that much.
You what?
I wouldn't be Stevie Nicks.
No. Maybe. I don't know. Well, Stevie Nicks was like the young one, though. Stevie and Lindsey were the young ones, so those are both kind of off the table for you and me.
Yeah. Would one of them be somebody you could say that they were, like, integral to the band where it couldn't have taken off without that one person? Then maybe that would be Stevie Nicks. Although, I don't know, the earlier stuff was...
They were a band well before that. I think Stevie and Lindsey Buckingham were both definitely instrumental in them. You know, they're like mid-70s up to like 1980 and Tusk and stuff. That's really a lot of them.
Yeah, I think so.
And Christy McVie, too, I really like her songs, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And then you've got the namesake, Mick Fleetwood. And maybe there'll be one of those quizzes like, which Will's Band of the Week member are you?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You got to put one of those on Facebook.
That would be a good one.
Everybody that answers it will, like, that'll give a secret insight into their buying patterns and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll have everything.
It's all that information.
Oh, God. We'll have everything on them. Yeah. Completely. Their life history, social security number, credit card numbers, everything, right?
I went down. I'm driving in. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hold on. I'm in some weird area. All right, now I'm back at the top of a hill. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that I'm kind of between Sauk City and like Baraboo, and it's super hilly. And I was just down in like this this little, what do you call it? I don't know, like a little dale, a little glen, whatever. Like dipped down in between a couple of big hills. So
yeah, could
lost me there for a while.
Yeah, could come in and out. So
that, but it looks pretty flat right now.
Now I don't even remember what thought you were on when we lost contact.
Oh my god.
Probably some insight about Fleetwood Mac. No, it was the
finding everybody's social security numbers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, that. Yep.
Start them off with easy questions like what's your favorite color, what's your favorite food and stuff, and bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once they're comfortable divulging information, then we get the good stuff after that.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that the code that's written into the quiz would just give it to us, you know? It's like
right.
Anybody who takes that quiz should just give you everything.
I right.
think that's what they do, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. We should recognize, maybe without a formal mailbag, but our good podcast, what's the word? Devotee? Is that what you'd say?
Sure.
That? Yeah. Greg from New Hampshire and Jason, of course. Got
yeah.
the magic phrase. You know, the thing about the shark, not shark, snake bite thing. It was the snake bite thing. That was
right.
the prize from last week.
Yeah.
So I guess
good.
We owe them another, you know, some impressive kind of gift. We got to keep replenishing that fund. After the remodeling of Jeremiah's studio, it's been a little bit tight with the budget. But,
it has been, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Nicholas has got a good track record now of sending out the swag.
Right.
That,
right.
Stuff he sent to Jason.
Right.
That was really cool. A nice letter and stuff, and some guitar picks, including one dug up from his yard. And
yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Think of the history of that. The
yeah.
one that he dug up from his yard. That probably
yeah,
is.
How did it get lost?
Who it's been played
you know,
was, by? And yeah.
What was he doing out there? Was he, Nicholas was outside strumming away and fell asleep and the guitar pick fell on the ground, or was
I
he
think
drunk?
I think it's more likely that it was Courtney Barnett was playing in one of his backyard
oh, yeah.
barbecues a
borrowed
few years ago.
Nicholas. Yeah.
Something like that. It's got to be something like that.
Then when she's done, just toss it on the ground.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. She might have dropped one, you know. Well, maybe
yes.
we do have a lot of great music, including a classic album. I'm just going to check just for fun to see if there's anything good on the Rockin' Apple. So hold on.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. We are not doing a Rockin' Apple update.
No?
No, because it's all terrible.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. It's always terrible.
Yeah, but check
it
out.
Ever, I mean,
I don't know. But here are the last five songs. Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne.
Uh-huh.
Then we've got a George Thorogood song called One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. It sounds
yeah,
like a good party song.
I know that one from that station only.
Yeah, I don't even know if I know that one. But I can imagine what yeah. it would sound like. And then we have Patience,
yeah.
Patience by Guns N' Roses. I can't remember which one that is.
Wow.
But it can't be that good. How about Interstate Love Song by the Stone Temple Pilots? Boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I don't suspect I'd like that very much, but
and then there's
all
one
that's all super on brand.
Yeah, it is totally on brand. And then the fifth song was All She Wrote by a band called Firehouse.
Firehouse.
Yeah. I don't know. That's probably a band that would, you know, get played on the Rockin' Apple and you wouldn't hear it anywhere else and wouldn't want
right.
to. Yeah.
Right.
So let's leave it at that. We have better music to
yeah,
talk about.
We do.
I'm not going to clutter up this podcast with, usually, you know, that's one of the things, right? There's no clutter. Everything is so consistent and it keeps moving. We never digress into irrelevant things. And so
right.
I'm not going to give 2 minutes to the Rockin' Apple if they can't put out some quality material, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that attitude, then we're really kind of doing a rethink on the whole idea of it. Because, again, maybe we don't need to hear that music. We certainly don't need to hear it. But I think playing it is doing it a good, you know, that's all you need to do is just list what they played.
Yeah.
People get a feel for what it is.
Yeah.
Nicholas actually listened to it one time for a little while.
Yeah. So he got a little bit of a feel for it.
Blown away, it's just such a, like, why is this station, why does this exist?
Yes.
It's kind of his attitude.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again, and we'll actually play something. But
all right,
more important things for today. So we are of the age now, we sort of have been for a while, I guess, where these 40th anniversaries come up, and there are things that we really liked, right?
Right.
Well, and of course, we had some 50th anniversaries and some 30s, too. But 40th anniversary, and you just brought one up a week ago. It was the 40th anniversary of the album Setting Suns by The Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and you were saying it was one of your favorites, and I have a fondness.
Definitely one of my favorites.
I definitely have a fondness for The Jam also. So, so this is kind of a fun one to talk about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was their fourth album. It came out in 1979. Sandwiched between two other super classics, All Mod Cons and Sound Effects.
Yep.
Yep. And I would say that most people would say this is, of those three, not necessarily number one, because those other albums have a lot of great songs. And I can't say for sure myself if Setting Suns is the best, but it's just my favorite. I guess it was the first one I heard. So
the first one I heard in full was Sound Effects, and so that one's my favorite. But they're all in the same. These three middle career Jam albums are all of the same general caliber, you'd have to say.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And
78, 79, and 1980.
I've got a little. I have a little trivia item about this album, but I think we should play a track before we go to the trivia. So,
sure.
Do you have your extensive notes in front of you that you can read while driving?
I have a little bit here, yeah.
Be careful.
I know I've talked about my favorite song on the album is, maybe I'll save that for later, but let's start off with the first one. It's got a little reference to a song by the Kinks that I didn't recognize as a reference until like last year. Which is kind of fun to discover things like that about albums that you really like. So,
cool.
First song is called Girl on the Phone.
Yep, Girl on the Phone.
Girl on the Phone, yeah. I was afraid this was going to happen. I'm at kind of a juncture here where I've got to remember what the directions were.
Ah.
Hold on one sec.
Sure.
I've got GPS running in the background, and it's doing little beeps and stuff to alert me, but I'm not hearing what it is. So I'm just kind of guessing that I'm going to take a 90 west toward Tolma right now. It seems like a pretty good guess. So we'll see. Might be in the car longer than I want to be.
You could be completely lost by the end of this podcast.
I could be, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Well, we can pause it if you need to get your directions
straight.
No, not
at all.
Up.
I'm just going around a hard curve here. Now I'm merging onto the interstate. I've been on kind of like little state roads and stuff. So this is actually a lot better for podcasting.
Is this the powerful Jetta that you're driving?
Yeah, I'm driving the Jetta, so I've got to operate the stick shift and the steering wheel and hold the phone and review my notes.
Yeah.
That's keeping me busy.
I forgot that you had a manual transmission on that. That's great.
Yeah, it's just more fun. I like it.
Yeah.
There's no other good reason to have it, but
it's a dying breed. That's a manual transmission fan. Yeah. All right. Okay. I have a pick. Why don't I tell you the trivia? You probably knew this already, but if you look at the charts, the Jam was really big in the UK, and they're really not big at all in the US. Just
correct.
Like this album peaked at number 4 on the UK charts.
That's pretty impressive.
It wasn't even close in the U.S. I can't remember now. I didn't write that down. Maybe
I don't even know if it would have cracked the Hot 100.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Maybe.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So
the thing about that last song that is Kink's reference is it starts off with the British telephone ring, like bling bling.
Yeah.
Bling bling. You know, that's how the first song on the Kink's album, Face to Face, from 1966. There's a song called Party Line, and it's the first song on the album, and it starts with that exact same sound.
Oh.
And so when I heard that album for the first time, like 2 years ago or whatever, it's like, wow, cool. You know, like a little Easter egg in there for me to discover.
Yeah.
Many years after that album. And the other thing I have to point out is I did not hear this album in 1979. Like, it was... That was never going to happen in my world. So yeah, it was only about 1982, I would say, that I first heard that song, or the Jam in general. So,
all right, that's reasonable cred, I think. That's still pretty good.
It's still a long time ago.
Yeah, it's the 37th anniversary of you listening to the album.
Yeah, for sure. I still remember where I got it. I remember coming home and listening to it, looking at the pictures, and right away I'm like. You know, I saw Paul Weller, he had like hair parted in the middle. I'm like, I gotta start doing that.
Yeah.
I gotta start like having white socks show with like black shoes. Like, seriously, I just, you know.
So you had the Paul Weller look.
Very, very modest way and understated way that nobody possibly could have detected there was any difference except for me.
Yeah.
Like, I knew there were little things about me that made me more like Paul Weller during that little period. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were cool. Even if nobody else knew it, you were still cool, right?
Yeah, in my own mind.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
All right, let's keep rocking. I'll play number 8, Saturday's Kids. Classic Jam sound, wouldn't you say?
That is classic. Yeah, for sure. That's the best Jam song that's not on their greatest hits, the double LP Snap. Did you ever have that one?
Yeah, that's where I got... I can't remember whether I heard Sound Effects first or Snap first. But right. those were the two that I had, the physical LPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snap is so great. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Remember, like, at the dawn of the CD or whatever, they didn't have quite enough room on a single CD to put the whole album on there. So now they have, like, compact Snap. So they had to cut it back even further. But I don't know how I don't know how Saturday's Kids didn't end up on the long version.
It's yeah, crazy. I didn't remember, but yeah. Yeah. All right. Should we play another one? One or
sure.
two more? Yeah.
Let's play Little Boy Soldiers.
It's funny how you never knew what my name was. Our only contact was a form for the election. These days are fine that I don't listen. These days are fine that we're out of touch. These days are fine that I'm too busy. So why the attention now you want my assistance? What have you done for me?
Yeah, that we could probably call that a deep cut, right? That didn't make the greatest hits album, right?
I don't know. I remember the first time I heard it, it was on a this compilation tape that my two stepbrothers brought back. They went on a trip to London in 1981 and came back with this thing called Life in the European Theater. And they had like Echo and the Bunnymen and the Jam and Captain Sensible and all these things that I kind of heard for the first time. And
that's cool.
Yeah, so that was like hugely influential. It was on there. I don't know if it was on. So I think it was a single.
Huh.
But yeah, and the lyrics are just unbelievable. You know, it's kind of just about the, you know, the shallowness of like war, patriotism, and fighting for a queen and country and all this stuff. And in the end, you know, the kid ends up dead. You know, it's like, I think the lyrics are something like, they'll send him home in a pine overcoat with a letter to your mom saying, find enclosed one son, one letter, and a note to say he won. It's like, oh, great. He won, you know?
Wow. It's,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really cool.
That's good. It's very good.
So,
well,
yeah, great album.
Yeah. Should we play one more?
Sure.
A bonus pick? Why don't you take another one if you've got one in mind?
How about Smithers Jones? This one's interesting because it was a single, and I think they were kind of short on songs. So they re-recorded it. And this is a Bruce Foxton composition, unlike almost all the other ones are Paul Weller. And the other one, the single version, is guitar-based, and this is kind of like, I don't know, shallows or whatever. So Smithers Jones.
Money at last, he's heading for the Waterloo line. To catch the 8 a.m. fast, it's usually dead on time. Hope it isn't late, got to be there by 9. Pinstripe suit, green shirt and tie. Stops up at the corner shop to buy the Times. Good morning, Smithers Jones. How's the white man home? Did you get the car you've been looking for?
Sitting on the train, you're nearly there. You're a part of the production line. You're the same as him, your light's inside these. Get out of the pack before they peel you back. Arrive at the office, spot on time. The clock on the wall has a guest run night. Good morning, Smithers Jones. The boss wants to see you alone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So I always, cut it off right before the spoiler, you know?
I don't remember what that was.
He's just about to get fired. Like, he's gives up everything for, you know, to work for this company, and he's like just a cog in the machine. He comes to work, and somebody's like, hey, good morning, Smithers Jones. The boss wants to see you alone. I hope it's the promotion you've been looking for. Then he goes in and he gets shit canned.
Ooh.
So,
that's harsh. That's really harsh.
Yeah, sad. But,
yeah.
Well, so, and then the only other thing kind of that I discovered later after knowing this album for 30 years or whatever is that, you know, it ends with them doing a version of Heatwave.
Right.
The old Motown song, which is kind of a weird fit. I didn't quite get why they did that. And I don't love it, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But it turns out that The Who also recorded Heatwave. It was just never released on an album, so they kind of got their two main influences bookending
the
album. So
yeah, I would agree with those comments.
Yeah,
definitely a great album. 40 years ago this week.
Happy birthday! Yeah.
Do you ever wonder why? I mean, I think we talked about the Jam. We did a Jam special, didn't we? Can we go find that? It's out there somewhere, I think. But I wonder why Paul Weller, after the Jam, just he never wanted to go back to the guitar power pop type stuff. He everything seemed to be like the soul stuff, kind of, right?
And yeah, totally.
And not as rockin'. And it's not the, you know, the part of Paul Weller that I loved so much from the Jam.
Right.
On the other hand,
as the Jam wound down, like with The Gift in 1982, and then singles and stuff, they were definitely moving in that direction.
Right.
Like that late Jam sounds like perfect bridge between, you know, the classic three album Jam period there and the Style Council. It's like right in the middle, or toward the Jam, but it is just kind of bridge the gap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You were going to say something else? Like, kind of cut you off.
Well, I think don't you think Heat Wave was sort of a hint of going in that sort of soul direction?
Sure.
And I think, I don't know, this seemed like a little bit of a hint of where they were going. But I guess the comment I was going to make was that they had this, what we're calling like the three albums, like the heart of what we love about the Jam. You can't necessarily just keep doing the same thing, right? So in that respect, I can't blame Paul Weller because, you know, he had his Jam phase and then he moved on to other things. And sometimes other things aren't quite as popular or they don't connect with the same crowd, you know, that the first thing did. So that's all fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Well,
that's the one band that I would be most excited about seeing a reunion of, more than any other. There's no other band that's even close.
It seems strange that they haven't, right? I mean, maybe they just don't get along or what, but it's like...
I know he and Rick Buckler, the drummer, don't like each other at all. I think that's the biggest problem. But get a different drummer.
Yeah, they could get away with it if they had the two, Foxton and Weller, you know? And they could still call it the Jam and be like Slater Kinney, right? The different drummer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Fox and Weller, and then like Janet Weiss.
She could join the Jam. Would that be cool or what?
That would be cool.
We just came up with an idea. It's like all we want is 10% of the proceeds from the tour. That's all we need.
Yeah,
that suggestion. That's beautiful. All right, we have a lot of music here. I'm going to try to get through a couple bonus bands. We better keep on rocking, right?
Sure. Why don't we go into a couple of quick ones that you were going to do before we get to one of the other feature ones.
Okay, we can
do
that.
Okay?
Sure, yeah. I listened to this album I've got a few things that have kind of, I've deemed them to be podcast worthy. And so I thought, well, yeah, we got to at least mention them. So one is a band called Water From Your Eyes, and they're on Exploding in Sound Records. And we've talked about several bands that were on, that are on Exploding in Sound Records. You know, it's got a cool name, and so, you know, they're indie rock people, right? Mm-hmm. And so this band is originally from Chicago, and then they moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom. And they haven't quite achieved indie rock stardom yet, but probably after after this podcast, it'll be exactly what they need. Water From Your Eyes, they're called. So they're sort of like two bands. They are this electronic-y, almost droning kind of thing for like a couple of long tracks, and then they're this sweet indie pop band. And, you know, knowing me, you can probably predict that I'm more into the sweet indie pop stuff, but some of it is just really, really good. So the album is called Somebody Else's Song, and this one I think is the best example of the sweet indie pop song. Really good track, I think. Number three, No Better Now. Water From Your Eyes.
Yeah, nice.
So if you had the I'm trying to be a good radio station to you, so if you had the like chirp radio on and that came on, would you say, hey, that's pretty good?
Yeah, I would. I'd click the little heart, boom, and go back later and see all the ones that you clicked. Sure.
Yeah.
It's got kind of a like Frankie Cosmos by way of Camera Obscura sound to it.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's good. That's why you need to be on this podcast more almost every week, Barrett, because you can come up with those comparisons.
So I just pulled off the road here. I gotta check my GPS and see. I'm just a little afraid of overshooting it, but I'm by there's a Carr's Cheese outlet, right? You know that place?
I can't.
They sell it at like Carr Valley Cheese at the farmer's market.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah. I'm remembering that the last time I went to this friend's house, I stopped and got a thing of cheese as like a little house gift. So I might have to do that again.
There you go. Wisconsin cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they have those cheese head hats too. You could get one of those too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've really been wanting one of those for a very long time. For sure.
All right. Are you ready for another track?
Yeah. I'm wondering if I can check out just for a couple minutes. Will I run in and get some? I think I'll get some like 10-year-old cheddar.
Yeah.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will I use the bathroom?
Yeah.
and I'll come back and then pick up. You can just be talking while I'm gone.
Sure, you bet.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So while Barrett's buying cheese, I will play another track from Water From Your Eyes. Another one of the pretty indie poppy sounding tracks, but I think also a really good one. I think they have a video for this one. I don't watch videos very much, but yeah, check it out. It's called Adeline. Water From Your Eyes. So what's not to like about that? Some really solid indie pop. I like it. Why don't we play one more track? I'll give you an idea of the kind of the other side of the band, kind of contrasting. Number two is a almost 10-minute track called Break.
Break.
Water From Your Eyes. So it's an interesting contrast because when I first put this album on, that track comes on and it's got this kind of experimental, droney, electronic kind of feel to it. And then the indie pop stuff comes up, and it's like, where did that come from? So kind of cool, really, overall. I think I like this band. And they've been around a little while. You can go to Bandcamp and find all their stuff. Water from your eyes. And Barrett is back with a big slab of cheese, we hope.
I'm back.
Do you have a big slab of cheese?
I got a little thing of pretzels to go with some like cheddar cheese spread.
That's pretty solid. So, that's good.
Yeah. We'll watch the Packer game tonight and break that up. So, yeah.
Pretzels, cheese, and the Packers. You're living a Wisconsin life.
That's right. That's how you do it.
Yeah. I have a very... We didn't do a sports update yet. I have a just a bad feeling about this game. I think the Packers are... They're playing a good team and on the road. And it's San Francisco, right? So...
Right.
I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can get a rush on Garoppolo, he wilts. He did not look good that last game.
Okay. So pressure on the quarterback.
The Seahawks. Yeah. Mm.
What if this happens, though? What if they blitz... And then he does a perfect read and hits the slot receiver. That could be a problem.
You got to get the pressure with the four-man rush. That's the key.
All right. By the time people hear this, they'll know what happened in the game.
They'll know whether or not they did, yeah.
Right, right.
One thing I have to do real quick is check my GPS. Hold on one sec. You still there?
Yep.
Okay. So in like 25 minutes, I've got to take exit. If you wouldn't mind reminding me, I can... Here we go. Pulling out of the lap here. You know, this makes great radio.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Checking my blind spot. All right. So what did I miss? You played some more Water from Your Eyes?
Yeah, I played two more tracks, and you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast and see what you think. Since we can't get your... I mean, we can get... And you can also tell us later the review of the cheese and pretzels.
Too. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Well, do you want to move to the other quick one?
Sure.
The other band that I've been listening to that I've been wanting to mention is called Rocket Ship. Did you get a chance to listen to this at all?
I did not.
I think that you might like them. They're a little more maybe psychedelic, Bell and Sebastian, maybe something like that.
Huh.
I compare everything now to Bell and Sebastian.
Sure.
So maybe that's just where my brain is stuck. But this is a guy, his project is called Rocket Ship. He's sort of an aging rocker. You know, what if people listen to this podcast, they don't know our jokes, right? He could be really offended that I called him an aging rocker. But it's actually, it's a compliment on this podcast.
It is.
So it's one guy named Dusty Resky. I think he was originally from Sacramento, and I believe he is now based in Portland. But these Rocket Ship albums are pretty much... a solo project. There are four of them, and I only just discovered them, but I did extensive music journalism. His four albums are 1996, 1999, 2006, and now 2019. So, I guess maybe he just works for a long time on each one. I don't know, but this one is quite a project. It really sounds like a band. It doesn't just sound like some guy in his bedroom or whatever. And he's working with a vocalist, a woman named Ellen Osborne, and I think it's her vocals add a lot to it. The album is called Thanks to You, and let's start with track two called Nothing Deep Inside.
For everything to make the scene you pensais que tu étais une de ces femmes qui se décrivait comme folle, comme un affect. Tu sais, pour avoir un air captivant, mystérieux. Aujourd'hui, je connais la vérité.
Well, there's 2 minutes of Rocket Chip, so...
Yeah, that's nice. It's kind of very promising. It's kind of hard when you hear something for the first time.
Yeah.
Just so long, but I did like it. It does have kind of a psychedelic...
Right.
Thing, you know, that, thing.
That song goes six minutes, and it's like there's unexpected turns and cool things. So, pretty cool. All right. While Barrett drifts out of range in an undisclosed remote location... let's play another track. You know what? I think I'll play number one. I think it's a good, catchy introduction to the band. It's called Under Streetlights Shadows.
Drunk, I'm always drunk when I'm with you all. To someone not quite real, no one feels the way we feel.
That's Rocket Ship.
Yeah, nice. That one was a little more, that sounded more straightforward.
Right, definitely. Yeah, maybe I should have started with that one. They did on the album, yeah. So. But, you know, I wasn't going to be told what order to play the tracks in.
Right,
so,
no.
You know, yeah. You know what? Why don't we leave that there for the listeners to follow up on and talk about our other featured artists this week. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Michael Kiwanuka.
This is a thing that Jeremiah introduced us to,
right,
on the group WhatsApp chat.
Yeah, and the first I had ever heard of him was like 2 weeks ago, or maybe three, when Jeremiah mentioned him.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Even though we've only just heard of him, it's his third album, and he's a London guy, born in London, to parents that are from Uganda, and they... I'm not sure when they left, but in the 70s to flee the Idi Amin regime. So, but he grew up in London, and Jeremiah says he's kind of like the big thing there right now. Is that right?
I don't know how big he is, but he did get featured on one of the major indie rock press people. I think the Sound Opinion guys talked about him.
Okay. And I think they had an article in The Guardian, and so... Yeah, he seems to be making some noise, and now, for the first time, he's being recognized by an American podcast, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think
so.
We
don't need to check on that. Let's just say it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Do we want to, maybe we should just play a track before we start talking about, you know, describing it, all that.
Sure. Yeah, you want to go first?
I can. I've got three, lined up as... You know, this is probably one where I'll take the easy way out and just pick the first track, because I think it is a good, like, you know, tone setter for the album. It has a really cool sound. So let's just play that one, number one.
Yes.
It's called You Ain't the Problem. Man, that's just so good, right?
It is great. And I wish I could. I'm not. I just don't have the words to describe like what it is. It's kind of a neo soul thing.
Yeah.
But like, you know what the other influences are, and I'm out of ideas. I don't know. To me, it just sounds fresh and exciting.
Yeah, it really does. I always think of, I say to myself soul, and I guess it is described as soul on the streaming service, but
right.
Yeah, it's just like every little aspect of it is so well done. The drums sound great, the bass is great, the catchy melodies, the backing vocals, like all of it, and put it all together, and it's I guess you have to have good songs or it wouldn't go anywhere, right? So I'm talking
right.
about all the technicalities of it, but it's just a really catchy song also.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well,
it's a good place to start.
So it's Michael Kiwanuka, and the album is called Kiwanuka, and that's in all capital letters. So make sure you search in all capital letters, right?
I suppose. Yeah.
Probably doesn't matter, but yeah. Let's play it.
I feel like I'm getting near a decision time.
Yeah.
I'm also getting around some big bluffs and stuff that may interfere with
Oh, boy. Okay, better pick a good track right now.
All right. I'm going to pick the song, the first one that really, I shouldn't say that, I liked it all right away, but one that stuck out to me immediately was called Hero.
Am I a hero? Am I a hero now? Am I a hero? Am I a hero now? I love you like a father. It's on the music game. I guess
they killed the mother. Am I a hero? Am I a hero now? To die a hero is all that we know now. We know, am I a hero? Am I a hero now?
So that one sounds like it could have been at Woodstock or something, right?
kind of like a Haven sort of a thing. But okay. I was going to say, this is the first thing that I'll ever say on the podcast, but that could be an Oasis song.
Really?
It sounds kind of like Oasis to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
I thought it sounded like, I thought it sounded like All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
Sure.
I think it's that riff is similar. But, but don't you think it's got a 60s psychedelic, like I keep thinking that sounds like it could be at Woodstock, but maybe it's because I'm thinking of the Hendrix thing.
Right. Or like the acoustic guitar and then his voice.
Yeah, I guess it's just the whole mood of it. Yeah.
At Woodstock.
Well, Barrett just had some very insightful comments, but...
keeps engaged as a listener, I think, all the way through.
We didn't hear much of your comments because you were right? Out in the bunker, like driving through a cave or something. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think we were...
I was just saying that it's just varied and there's lots of... you know, you think you kind of have a handle on the sound, and then there'll be some new things in there that you can't quite pin down. Like, what does that sound like?
Right.
So it's kind of, it keeps you active as a listener. Like, you know, it's not something just to kind of throw on and, yeah, I got this figured out and listen to it and like it or not. It, you know, gives you something to think about. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's fun.
Right. Let's play a little bit of one more track. Do you have one in mind, or should I pick one?
You can pick one. Maybe it's the same one.
I think I'd like to play... okay. It's number 3, I've Been Dazed. Michael Kiwanuka.
Yeah, that's a good one. That wasn't the one I picked, but I do like that one too. So, you did a good job.
There are a lot you can pick, right? Like you said,
yeah, there
it's a really good, interesting album to listen to because it's not all the same and it's all good quality. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one for sure.
That one sounded a little like, I'm going to make another dumb comparison, like a Beta Band song.
Oh,
remember Beta
man.
Band?
Yeah, but I didn't listen to him that much.
Yeah.
So I'm not qualified. That's cool.
It's probably wrong, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's fun being wrong.
You
got to
keep talking. That's the thing about being on a podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you say as much as that you say things. So that's the way I always look at it anyway.
Do you ever think about how different it would be if we had one of those podcasts that doubles as a radio show, which seems like we're running into a lot of those lately? And
I have.
And
it's so hard.
And you like are we can get away with just like not talking for 30 seconds, you know, and I can just edit it out. Or and we can say dumb stuff too, but if you're on the mic is live, right?
Yeah.
Then it would be different, I think.
Right.
We can't do it. All you big radio stations who are looking for podcasters, we could still do it. I know we could
do it.
Yeah. We could adapt as necessary when we get a big benefactor and hit the big time. But it'd be a little different.
We would prepare
right?
a little bit better.
Yeah, I guess we'd actually prepare a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we do prepare a little bit, but only a little bit.
We do prepare a little bit, but like we don't, you know, a lot of times we're like, oh, this is Michael Kiwanuka's, what is it, like his third album? You know,
right.
So we don't have it all like totally hammered out, but
yeah,
like we've said in the past, it's more, hopefully it has more of the vibe of like, we're all just kind of hanging out in a bar, talking yeah. about music.
Right. Exactly.
Taking turns on the jukebox.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, I think we've done it, and I think we can now take credit for greater than $0. And I have to thank you for making the effort while in an undisclosed remote location and
yeah.
you know, moving from undisclosed to other undisclosed remote locations, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you sort of disclosed a little hint, you know, with the cheese
yeah.
and then with the Sauk City reference. So.
It's a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think I have to get off at this exit. One second. Nope, I do not. Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of, I'm a little ashamed of what I'm going to do. Let's just leave it at that. There's
okay.
some shame mixed in with it.
Okay.
No, you know what I'm going to do? What do you, like, take a guess.
What you're going to do?
Yeah. Going up into the woods on the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I'm
you're
kind of ashamed.
You're going hunting?
Yeah, I'm going hunting.
Really?
With my friend Andy, yeah.
So,
you know, I did it one other time, like 3 years ago, and I didn't shoot anything. I'm definitely not shooting anything this time either. And I don't know, it was just he invited me, and I'm like, yeah, I'll come up there. Like his usual friends couldn't do it, and he kind of needed me, I think, just to keep him company, so... But I will have a gun. I'm gonna have a gun on me.
Whoa!
Which makes me super uncomfortable.
Yes.
But I'll just be sitting in a tree with a gun. I brought my journal and brought a book. I'm just gonna sit up there and do that.
But you have to be able to watch the Packer game, right? So is there one of those hunting cabins, like stocked
it's at his house actually.
Oh, okay.
So we just go to his house.
So he's
that's kind of nice.
He's got like hunting land that is part of his
yeah.
where his house is. Oh, okay, yeah. That's a Wisconsin thing too. See, I've got friends who have like separate land, you know, up a couple hours north where they live in the Fox Valley, and they
yeah.
go up there and it's like a weekend, and of course there's like great combination of guns and beer, right?
Right. The one time we went, there was zero drinking, and it'll be the same thing today. No drinking. And, yeah, because, I don't know, even so, like, just the gun just makes me really nervous, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We went up there a couple of years ago to help him kill these turkeys, and that was horrible. But at one time, he's like, I don't know how detailed I want to get, but, like, see that gun over there? We might have to pick that up and shoot the turkey. And just the idea of picking up a gun with bullets in it, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking do that.
Yeah.
I'm not picking a gun up.
Yeah.
So thankfully figured out a different way to do it. But yeah, it wasn't much more pleasant, but it didn't involve me picking up
yeah.
a gun anyway.
I have to say, though, the guys from 38 Special, they would not hesitate to pick up the gun.
No, they would pick up the
gun. They'd be pretty comfortable with it, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
They probably carry guns, like, on stage.
Yeah, in case of, what if somebody in the audience gives them a look that they don't like?
Right.
You know, you got to be ready to respond appropriately.
Yeah. Then you just, like, lift up your shirt a little bit, and you can see the gun, like, the handle sticking out, and it's stuffed in your pants.
Yeah.
That's, like, super badass.
Yeah.
I bet that's what Jeremiah does when he's out, like, hiking, and just in case some bobcats get a little feisty.
Yeah.
He's got a gun like that.
Yeah, could be. Okay, better get rolling, but thanks for the effort today, and good luck with the hunting, and don't kill anything. But
No worries. All the animals are perfectly safe.
From you, probably not from your friend from Andy, me. Though, yeah. Yeah.
I could do a little, like, sabotage and kind of scare him away if I see some. He won't be right next to me. He'll be, like, in a little different area, apparently.
You could shoot blanks at the deer.
Or shoot up in the sky.
Yeah.
But if I did that, I'd be afraid. Like, what if it came down and landed on either me, very bad, or a deer, also pretty bad.
It's pretty safe if you shoot it pretty high up in the air, I think.
When it comes down, it's not going that fast, right?
I don't know. And plus, the randomness of where it would come down, I think, it'd be like with fireworks, you know, they go up and when they come down.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know, but you're always a little bit afraid of the worst case scenario.
Yeah, well, that's good. So. It's probably a good fear to have. All right, we have, I think there's only, 2 weeks and we're going to have the end of year podcast, right? I need to talk to you guys about scheduling that. And we'll have something next week, and then I think the week after is going to be the big one. So that'll be fun. And then we'll have our whole series. This is going to be great, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's sign off and talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. You can subscribe or download the podcast wherever podcasts are available or from our website, willsband.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.